Hello and welcome to the Soulful Valley podcast, now globally ranked and listened to in more than 30 countries worldwide. If you're a regular listener, thank you for listening and supporting this podcast. If you're new here and don't know me yet, I'm your host, Katie Carey, a disabled entrepreneur, independent publisher of books that matter, and an international best-selling author, and of course, the host of this globally ranked podcast. I help metaphysical coaches and healers gain confidence, clarity, raise their visibility and their credibility, giving them the opportunity to shine their light brighter so that the people they are here to serve can find them. I do this by creating opportunities for them to become best-selling authors in my multi-author and solo book projects. I also offer one-to-one mentorship services to help spiritual business owners find and unlock their limiting beliefs. In this podcast, I'll be sharing wisdom from myself, coaches, authors, and energy healers that could be just what you need to transform your life today. You can connect with me via the Contact Katie button at my website at www.soulfulvalley.com.
Gotta love yourself with all your heart. If you don't already, it's time to start. There's nothing's gonna work out until you do.
Happy New Year from Soulful Valley. This year, we have two multi-author book collaborations launching in the spring. Entangled No More, Women Who Broke Free from Toxic Relationships, Building Their Own Empires, and the second book in the series, Evolving on Purpose, Co-Creating with the Divine. If you're a holistic coach or healer and would love to become a best-selling author this spring, come over and connect with me at soulfulvalley.com for details on how to apply. Cindy Porter is an animal artist and Akashic Records guide based in Melbourne, Australia. Her Akashic Records and bespoke painting sessions combine her love of art and animals and helping others. She will guide you to meet your spirit animal and immortalise them in a bespoke painting for you. She has an extensive 20-year background in mixed media and product education. Cindy creates her art to ignite a connection to our animal friends, who she believes heal our souls. Her art expresses that heartwarming, innate connection between our human soul and the animal spirit. She brings animals to life through joy, colour and passion with her expressive animal paintings. You can connect with Cindy at her website at www.cindyporterartist.com.au. Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, Cindy.
Thank you very much. I'm super excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. I've been really excited watching your journey and your growth, Cindy. We're both in Joanna Hunter's communities, and I've just watched you develop and pivot, and you've been on this wonderful journey. So for our listeners, can you share with them what it is you do?
I do a couple of things. First and foremost, I am an artist. That is probably my biggest love. But since meeting Joanna and being in Joanna's world and actually learning about source and spirit and connection and all the other things that come along with that, because I honestly had no idea. I was completely clueless before coming into her world. So it's all, in the scheme of things, very new for me. I have learned so much. I have become certified in reading the Akashic Records and doing Akashic Record healings for people, which is, I love it. It's amazing. I'm there helping people, but it just gives me so much back at the same time. Really hard to put into words the feelings and the emotions that it brings to me helping people through that. Yeah, I just absolutely love doing that work now. And along with that, using those same methods and teachings that I've learned from Joanna, I also take people on guided sessions to meet their animal spirits, because, you know, that's very close to my heart. Animals is my favorite subject, and I have a real connection with the animals of our planet. meeting our animal spirits and everything just seems like a really perfect fit for me. I have so much fun guiding people. We don't just have one spirit animal guide. It depends on where we are in our lifetime as to what guides we need. You know, just because somebody has met their spirit guide, they may have a completely different one now, being at a different stage in their life, because the animal spirit guides step forward to help us through things that we're going through, basically, in this human form that we are, and support us on our journey and things like that. So yeah, I just find it fascinating and wonderful, and I love letting people know that they have these guides there to help them when they feel that they're stuck, when they're struggling, anything like that. It's just wonderful to be able to offer them something, to show them that there's something there, some animal there to help guide them, yeah, along with their spirit guides that are there that people are unaware of as well. And, you know,
and why do it alone when you've got all of that support?
Exactly.
One of my favorite decks, oracle decks, is spirit animals. So I really, really resonate with the work that you're doing. And I think it's so beautiful how you've been guided to end up in this space and to be delivering Akashic record readings. If you weren't really aware, how did you end up in Joanna's world at all? If you weren't really aware of your connection to source as well, it's fascinating.
Yep. I had no clue before I met Joanna, okay? Literally no clue. When I was a child, my parents brought me up Christian in the church, but some of my experience with religion and the church completely turned me away from that in my teenage years. I found the church to be very, how do we put it? They were non-inclusive, shall we say.
Yeah.
Is it? Probably the politest way I can put it, when I would bring some friends that they decided weren't suitable to attend church, it completely destroyed everything that I thought the church stood for and everything. So I turned completely away from that, and I lived a lot of my life like that, with no idea of anything else other than this human existence, until I met Joanna. And I came to meet Joanna through another artist friend of mine recommended the My Million Dollar Experiment.
Wow. Yeah.
So when that was put forward, I thought, that's not much of an investment to check out what this is all about and everything. Jumped in, and that was the beginning of everything.
And the beginning of your spiritual connection being found again. So
absolutely,
that's probably the most incredible thing that's come out of all of this, isn't it?
Yep.
Whether you started thinking that you were looking for the business that was going to take you through the million-dollar experiment, but what you found is so much bigger, isn't it? I've experienced religious trauma because I was brought up in a Catholic school, Catholic church for the first 9 years of my life, until my dad's mum died, and then he pulled us out of that school the school, and we stopped going to church.
Yeah.
But luckily for me, at that point, somehow I decided that God was with me anyway, so I still had a connection, but I forevermore felt unworthy of going anywhere near a church. So it has such an impact on people and can completely disconnect you from the connection that you were born, it's your birthright to have. So it's really important, isn't it? It's really important that we found this way back to who we really are and the power that we have when we reconnect with that energy. You have said that you don't mind taking me on a little journey today for our listeners so that they can understand what you do.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I had a bit of FOMO when you all did that course. I wanted to be on that course, but the timing wasn't right.
I have to tell you about that as well, because before I did the Akashic Records course, I didn't even know what the Akashic Records were. So there's that to start with. The second thing was, I would never have jumped onto that course at all had I not been in the year with Joanna, because I decided that I was going to walk the whole year with her last year. So that was an part of that year. So I was just doing it because it was part of that year. It was never anything I thought that I would ever do. And even when Joanna put out the curriculum and showed, and you said, you know, this is the what we'll be doing and everything, I thought, yeah, I'm never going to be able to do that. Like, that was just too, like, I can't do
out
that.
There. And look how this fits with your painted animals. It just fits beautifully.
The hilarious thing is the first practice session we have with each other, straight away, it was just amazing. And it was just, and I just knew it was something that I had to be doing. So, yeah.
I love that. You've ended up coming into something that was meant for you that you never would have found otherwise.
Exactly.
And that sort of happened to me in Joanna's world as well, because I didn't go in there with the idea of starting a podcast.
And look at you now.
wasn't even there. And then I landed, you know, all sorts of magical things cropped up when I entered her world. So I think I love to be around Joanna.
I do too. Her energy is amazing. So, yeah.
And anybody absolutely. Who's listening to this conversation about Joanna, there is a podcast episode in series one with Joanna. So do go back and listen, because she is an absolutely magical spiritual coach and a business coach, which I think spiritual women need a spiritual coach as opposed to any other business coach, because we're sensitive and we're a bit different.
Perfectly said.
Yeah, a bit different.
Yeah.
And very different creative things work better for us than would work for general online businesses. So
yeah,
would you be happy to start a little journey with me?
Yes, let's take you on a little journey and let's meet one of your spirit animals. Okay, so to get started, I need you to make sure you've got your feet flat on the ground, okay, and that you're nice and comfy. And then we'll close our eyes and we'll just get really relaxed. So take a deep breath in and breathe out and breathe in again. And breathe out. And imagine big roots growing out from the bottom of your feet, going down, down deep into Mother Earth. They're going to hold us grounded and keep us safe. They're going all the way down, right down to the center of Mother Earth, wrapping around beautiful crystal at the center. And as they're wrapping around that beautiful crystal, you'll feel beautiful unconditional love coming up through the roots, up through the soles of your feet, starting to come up through your body. And slowly, as you're breathing in and breathing out, unconditional love will start to wash over your whole body, and you feel nice and safe and completely relaxed. As you breathe in, with every breath, you're going to start to feel lighter and brighter, and lighter and brighter, until we start to gently lift off from the ground, going up and up, higher and higher, breathing in beautiful golden white light, getting lighter and brighter, going up higher and higher into Father Sky. As we go along, we're going to alight in a beautiful garden. Out in front of us, we can see beautiful green grass, and we can hear all the wonderful sounds of nature. The birds are twittering, the bees are buzzing. It's a beautiful sunny day as we're strolling along beautiful green grass. We're going to keep walking along the grass, and we're going to come through to a big clearing area. And as you step through that clearing area, I want you to tell me what you see in front of you.
A buffalo.
Sorry?
A buffalo.
A buffalo.
Big horns.
Wow.
It's a bit scary.
He's not there to scare you, but he is standing in his power. He's there to help guide you and help protect you and offer you strength whenever you need. Feel free to ask a question of your spirit guide. If there is something you would like to know right now, and wait for an answer. Is there anything you would like to know?
Am I on the right path? Yeah, the answer was yes, of course you are.
I was going to say that was a big positive yes, wasn't it? Because yeah. I got full body shivers from it. So I'm pretty sure that's a definite yes. Absolutely, you're on the right path. No question at all. Okay. Because we want to keep this relatively short today, we will say thank you to your spirit guide. Thank you for coming and greeting you. And we will slowly come back out of that clearing. So say your goodbyes, and then we'll start walking back from the clearing, through the grass, and slowly start coming back. Henry, my cat, wants to have his say as well. I find that animals do tend to be drawn whenever I'm doing this work.
Yeah, when I had a dog living here, and I used to have Crystal Healing, she used to be there right underneath the bed. She loved it.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
So I am now actually going to pull out my book that I always have on hand, because I do not know the full reasonings behind all the animals yet. I know the senses I get, like the strength and everything from the buffalo and the all of that. So the one thing I didn't ask you actually while we were there was, what color was the buffalo? Was it the standard brown buffalo? Did you see it in color? Because no. I often see animals in different colors.
No, it was brown.
Yep. Okay. All right. Okay, so how's this? If a buffalo shows up for you, trust that you'll always have whatever you need.
Yeah.
How perfect is that? Focus on being appreciative and grateful for all that you have. Wow. That's beautiful. And it also says to call on your buffalo when you're experiencing any kind of poverty or lack or need reassurance that supplies are plentiful and available. When you need determination, when you're pursuing an important goal, or when you want to restore your faith in the abundance and plenty of life. How appropriate is that type of thing for you at the moment with where you are in your journey? Because you are right at that point where you are starting to reap the rewards of everything that's happening with your growth and everything.
Beautiful. Mm. I love that. Yeah. I trust even more now.
Exactly. Trust. That is my word for this year, actually. That's my word for 2022.
Yeah, I think it's a very important word for everything. I just feel that it's the most important thing that we need to have, isn't it, is trust in ourselves and that we're supported. Because it holds us back, doesn't it, from so many things if we don't have that trust.
And that that was my biggest struggle. Learning everything with Joanna was fabulous, but it was the trusting in what I had learned and trusting in my source connection that I struggled with the most. And which is why that's my word for this year, to continually remind myself to have that trust, to know that source is there to guide us and help us through this journey all the way.
That's beautiful. And there's something else that you do when you take a client through this, isn't there?
There is.
It's something that you offer.
Yeah. When I do these journeys with people, they have a choice. I can just do an Akashic Record reading and healing, or I can do the Meet Your Spirit Animal reading, which is usually a fair bit more involved than what we did. We did a very short version of that right there. The sessions usually go for about an hour. But along with that, I offer a bespoke painting of that spirit animal that they have just met. So they will get that all included, shipped to them, an unframed original painting. Done of their spirit animal so that they can have that representation of their spirit animal with them to constantly remind them that they are not alone, that they are supported continually, and all they have to do is ask for help.
I just think that's such a beautiful, beautiful thing to offer that. I can't imagine many Akashic Record readers offering that service as well. I've never seen it offered before. It's just amazing. I think it's incredible.
It's just combining the two things that I have
found. Yeah. And you've got your dream. You've got your dream,
exactly.
Dream business.
Exactly.
So for anyone who does want to connect with you and work with you, Cindy, how can they find you? Where can they find you?
I am all over the place. You name it, I'm probably there, which... that's just how I am. But cindyporterartist.com.au is my website, and Cindy Porter Artist is my Facebook page, and Instagram page as well is Cindy Porter Artist. So yeah, if you can remember that, you should be able to find me pretty much.
I highly recommend you go on a full journey. I know I'll be coming for one. Thank you, Cindy.
One of the most wonderful things that, people get so much out of them from, can't put it into words, but thank you, Katie. It's been awesome. Thank you for chatting with me. Thank you for having me on here on your fabulous podcast, which I listen to regularly. I've been enjoying your little poems that you've been doing this year. So,
thank you. You're so welcome.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye.
So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now.
Thanks for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. I trust that you will have heard something today that you were ready to hear, and that it's made you feel a little lighter, more aligned and connected with your soul's purpose, and you have been reminded of who you really are and the true nature of the power that you hold within you. My aim for this podcast is to bring love, light, wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, go back and listen to some of the back catalogue of previous episodes. Subscribe, follow, rate and review so that you're notified when new episodes drop in, and share this podcast with anyone that you think it may help to listen to. You can connect with me at soulfulvalley.com, and if you scroll to the bottom of the website, there are links to my social media platforms.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.